Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas to improving government effectiveness. My guest today is Tina Nabachi, author of the recent IBM Center report, A Manager's Guide to Evaluating Citizen Participation. So Tina, public managers face real problems in this area. Would you identify the most prominent challenges to evaluating citizen participation programs?
Oh, there are so many. First, there are no comprehensive frameworks for analysis. We don't have agreed upon evaluation methods. There are very few reliable measurement tools. And this is in part due to other challenges. There's tremendous variety in the design and the goals of participatory processes. So if we want to have evaluation frameworks, they need to be general enough to apply across settings, across types of processes, but specific enough to have value for practice and for research. And this is even more complicated by the fact that sometimes we're evaluating a single participation process, whereas other times we're evaluating programs that involve a number of participatory activities spread over months or even years. Another challenge is that public participation is inherently complex and inherently value-laden. There are no widely held criteria for judging success and failure. So some advocates think that we should focus on the intrinsic benefits of participation. Others say we should focus on the instrumental outcomes, that is, what are the benefits for citizens, communities, policy, and governance. Critics doubt both sets of claims here. And so one challenge that managers face is it's impractical to evaluate across all of these outcomes. And yet what they decide to evaluate sends very clear signals about the goals of the program and the values of its managers. Another challenge is that program managers need to consider two different types of evaluations: process evaluations, which focus on program management and administration, and impact evaluations, which focus on program outcomes and results. While I would love to see both process and impact evaluations conducted, it's not always possible or practical to do so. Evaluation is interesting to a number of different audiences, but each of those audiences is likely to have different evaluation criteria to value different information. So what agency officials and program managers want is likely to be a little bit different than what scholars want or practitioners or average citizens. So we need to figure out ways to do evaluation to help all of those different audiences. I would also say that evaluation is generally a scary word. It's a word that provokes anxiety for people. It can be intimidating to do. It takes time, money, personnel, and other valuable resources that are often in short supply. And then I would just add one last thing, and that is that we've seen the growth of a tremendous number of online processes, partly in response to President Obama's Open Government Memorandum and Open Government Plan. So while we're seeing a lot of online processes blooming, we don't have any officially allowed or officially approved tools to evaluate those processes beyond mere quantitative counts of website traffic. So those are a number of the challenges that happen. I would just throw in there that often program managers, public managers, have concerns about evaluation. There are concerns that it diverts resources away from the program, that it's a burden for program staff, that it's too complicated, that it might produce negative results that would make the program look bad or make the program lose funding, and that it's really the setting of performance standards, and this is difficult in public participation, again, because it can mean so many things to different people. But despite all of those challenges, despite all of those concerns, I really believe that we need to do a better job evaluating our participatory programs so that we can improve our participation programs over the long term.
So Tina, despite all of these challenges and concerns, you believe that we need to do a better job evaluating these programs so that we can improve our participation programs over the long term. To that end, what are the next steps public managers can take to assess the performance of citizen participation programs, and how can public managers leverage collaborative networks in their efforts?
I would simply ask public managers to consider the potential benefits of evaluation, to ask themselves how evaluation could help them improve the management of their program, to generate more buy-in and support for their program, help them learn how to improve the outcomes of the program, what's working and what's not. And if you can perceive any of these benefits, then do it. I would also say start small. There's no need to design the world's most fabulous evaluation protocol. Focus on what you need to know now. You can always add on to the evaluation over time. So start small, and then figure out how to make it bigger over the long run. In the report, there are several worksheets in the appendix that can help public managers think through some of these basic process and impact evaluation designs. So I would encourage them to use that to keep it simple. And then in terms of collaboration, I would say that the biggest issue is to ask other people, ask citizens, stakeholders, allies, critics, what they would want to know about the program and give them a stake in the evaluation. Ask them to join your efforts. I mean, two brains are better than one and more brains are better than two. And then finally, ask for external help. There is a slew of academics, of students out there who are interested in participation, who are looking for research projects, especially advanced doctoral students looking for dissertations on this subject. So reach out to your universities that are around you, to colleagues and friends, and get some input. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. There are lots of information out there on evaluation protocols, and the report gives a lot of examples that I think simplify what can otherwise be a complex and daunting challenge.
Tina, evaluations can present complex and daunting challenges, as we've outlined, but your report seeks to provide practical, actionable recommendations to assist public managers in this area. As we close our conversation, which has been very insightful, I want to get a sense of what you think the future will be like. What does the future hold for evaluating citizen participation programs?
Well, I think that we are likely to see citizen participation grow, the number of processes that are out there. We are increasingly seeing demands from citizens, organizations, legislatures to engage citizens in the work of government. Therefore, I think it's really important that we begin to consider evaluation and move beyond that to actually doing evaluation. There are thousands of processes being used out there, but we still don't know what works when, where, why, and how. And we need to do that if we want these participation processes to be successful and to really help public managers in the work that they're doing. I think these programs can be incredibly useful tools for public managers, but it's a tool in the toolbox. I do not believe that citizen participation is a panacea for all of those problems. It's one option that public managers have out there. And in order to make that option effective, we need to be thinking about impact and process evaluations. Otherwise, we simply don't know what processes to use when and where.
A wonderful way to end, Tina. I want to thank you for your time today. But more importantly, I want to thank you for your recent IBM Center report, A Manager's Guide to Evaluating Citizen Participation.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here, and I hope that others find the report to be useful and valuable for their work.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness, with Dr. Tina Nabachi, assistant professor at the Maxwell School at Syracuse University and author of the recent IBM Center report, A Manager's Guide to Evaluating Citizen Participation. You may order or download a free copy of this or all Center reports at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.